With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iran continues to strike Israel.
A missile slammed into a street in central Tel Aviv as Iran kept up its offensive, even as U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States was in talks with the Islamic Republic to end the war.
One warhead of a missile that exploded in the middle of the road. It's exploded above cars.
Police Superintendent Fadida Yaniv.
We estimate it's something like 100 kilogram of warhead that exploded in this incident.
No one was seriously hurt. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
With Israel still in the throes of missile attacks from Iran, the upcoming Passover holiday is raising special challenges this year. For one nonprofit organization that empowers local churches to provide humanitarian assistance within Israel. It's called City Serve Israel, and the organization's Uri Steinberg spoke with us from Tel Aviv.
You know, there are hundreds of families that are below the poverty line, so people are finding it really difficult to go and buy groceries. And Passover is in a week from now. So we're actually buying groceries. We're buying vegetables and fruits from the communities around Gaza Strip that were hurt 2.5 years ago. You know, this is a country that has gone through 2.5 years of constant war, and there's definitely need for that.
Steinberg adds that American churches and individuals can support the relief operation by visiting the website cityserve.us. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 84 points, the NASDAQ dropping 184, the S&P 500 lower by 24. This is SRN News. Massachusetts is becoming a national hub for abortion.
State officials report that nearly 50,000 abortions took place in or through the state in 2024, more than double the roughly 24,000 that were carried out in 2023. And about half of those 50,000 abortions took place in pro-life states, thanks to abortion pills that clinics in Massachusetts are mailing out. Attorneys general in several states have begun filing lawsuits against providers in other states who send abortion drugs in contravention of local law. Michael Harrington reporting.
Another big school addresses anti-Semitism. The University of California, Berkeley, has settled a lawsuit by agreeing not to allow student groups to ban Zionists and to pay $1 million to the Brandeis Center for Human Rights under law. The lawsuit was sparked by a UC Berkeley student law group announcing they would not invite Zionist speakers to campus. This is SRN News. Americans' outlook on the job market is increasingly gloomy. That's the bottom line of a newly released Gallup survey.
The negative shift may seem at odds with the low unemployment rate, but the findings likely reflect an ongoing hiring drought. Just 28% of workers in a quarterly Gallup survey conducted in the last part of last year said now is a good time to find a job, with 72% saying it's a bad time. Those figures are a sharp turnaround from just a few years ago. In mid-2022, 70% said it was a good time. Rich Thomason reporting.
Georgia lawmakers may require that every public school student be checked for weapons each day. On Monday, a Senate committee advanced a bill pushing it closer to final passage. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.